This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell's here. We have Manny on the phones. We have Ravate, our producer. We're good to go here, folks. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. Last report about an hour ago, 75 people still remained on the bridge at 1806, the backwater bridge that had, it really has been the site of a riot since 6:30 last night, about 400 protesters. And as you heard Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley aptly say, this isn't anything other than police being attacked by rioters on this bridge north of a protest camp in Morton County. And a mass amount of protests, somewhere around 400 on the bridge, attempting to breach the bridge to go north on Highway 1806. Law enforcement officers ended up forming a line north of the bridge to prevent the movement, and multiple fires were started. Mandan Rural and Bismarck Fire Departments out on the scene, and the actions described by the eco-terrorists, by the rioters, is very aggressive, engaging in organized tactical movements and attempting to flank and attack the law enforcement line from the west. In order to keep protesters from crossing the bridge, law enforcement utilized less than lethal means, which included launching CS gas. They want to take back that property. I'll let Drew explain the whole thing very, very well. One arrest made as of 8:30. I haven't actually heard an updated number, but it began again about 6 o'clock last night. Protesters removed a truck that they had previously burned that was on the bridge. Again, the DOT has closed the bridge due to damage they caused by setting fires back on October 27th. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has requested Morton County to prevent protesters from trespassing on Corps land north of the camp. Let them stay on the other land, which is one of the reasons this begins. If I'm Heidi Heitkamp, I'm not hiding anymore. I'm literally, somebody record me while I call the White House, and if nothing else, leave a message. Somebody release an email I'm sending to them. Engage, because this one is on the Obama administration. And as North Dakota's lone federal representative as a Democrat, there's the link, folks, to the Obama administration. We remember the campaign ads. I'll stand up to him when necessary. Time to do it. Got nothing to lose now either, by the way. The guy's gone. He's leaving. Incredible. Still 75 folks on that bridge right now as we speak. By the way, one law enforcement officer hit in the head with a thrown rock. Reports that can be verified of protesters. None that can be verified of protesters injured, by the way, in any of this, despite the lies they often say and propaganda they put out. But law enforcement officers on video, we have rocks being thrown at them, burning logs, rocks shot from slingshots. Incredible. We'll keep you updated on all of that. Let's get to more of your calls. We didn't get to all of you last hour. I apologize for that. But Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor, here is a newsmaker to update us moment by moment on what's happening, and certainly appreciate that. He did confirm they being the eco-terrorists, the agitators and lawbreakers, are ramping it up. They are clashing with police, and more law enforcement assets are being requested to come in. We have reports of a SWAT team en route from Fargo, in addition to law enforcement from every corner of North Dakota being requested as of last night. Ray in Grand Forks, let's get to you. What's on your mind?
I got a question and maybe a suggestion. My question is, what kind of things are these people living in out there? I had heard all summer that they were tents. Have they upgraded?
Tents and teepees were the original encampment location of choice, but there have been some permanent structures now built on core land, which, by the way, is a a violation of federal law. So they are building additional camps. My understanding is that the camps really swell on the weekend, and then the numbers go back down. I don't have any doubt some of these professionals that are orchestrating all this are, you know, have their heads in pillows at the casino and other places.
Well, I would think then that they're making a big push now because they know that it's about time for them to have to leave because it's going to get cold.
Yeah, in my mind, the president gave them a license to do this until the permit has been issued by the Corps, which they said won't happen in this administration, so it'll be after January 20th. But I would think, you know, common sense would suggest that they would do that, but there's other places for them to stage, you know.
Well, my suggestion would be use the Thanksgiving holiday, get some cameras, put them on vehicles, park those vehicles at the bridges, let all the police go home, call a truce, make it very public, and then just let them attack those vehicles, get some video of it, and change the narrative on this thing.
Let them attack what vehicles?
Whatever vehicles you want to put on the bridges and the roads, you still have to have a barricade.
But I'm far from an expert here in the law enforcement tactical game, but I'm just thinking, number one, that bridge is the line right now. That's where they were pushed back to onto Corps land. The Corps lets them stay on the Corps land. That's the Corps. That's the federal government today. Thank you very much. Bought and paid for all these riots. They've done it. But they're back there. As soon as, you know, as you say, a truce is called, you say, just do what you're going to do. They're going to come across the bridge. They're going to retake private property, and you're going to have the same situation we had back in October when they had to be pushed back off that land. So
if you get video of them attacking, say, National Guard vehicles, which are federal property, then you can let that go through social media. It'll fly. Everybody will see them for what they are. The federal government will have to get involved because it's federal government, federal property that's being destroyed. And maybe our police can stop having to deal with this because it really shouldn't be our problem. Like everybody said, they're on federal land. They're being supported by the feds.
Federal marshals ought to be in here.
Push it to the feds. It's not our problem anymore.
Federal marshals have been requested, but they haven't exactly shown up. Just amazing how they do this stuff. Ray, I appreciate your participation in the common sense side of this. Thank you very, very much. It's nice of you. Galen and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've been thinking about this a lot for months already, and I think the approach we're using in dealing with the rioters needs to change. So far, seems like we're only dealing with the smoke, and we're not getting at what's really causing it. And to me, what is really causing it, what we need to deal with, are, number one, who brought them in here? Number two, who is supporting them? And if we would deal with those, I think more would happen. I think when if you have someone who's hiring people to do these things, burn government people, slash tires, if you had the individual or group doing that, paying people to do it, would we just go after the ones doing it, or also those who are materially supplying them? In this case, it is Dave Archambault, of the chairman of the tribe. It is also a guy named Dallas Goldtooth, I've been reading, organizer of Indigenous Environmental Network. It's also George Soros. I've been hearing rumors. I don't know if that's true. It's also the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. By allowing them to break the law there, and not only stay there all this time without a permit, and if you and I went there, we'd be run off. I call that racism. But anyway, those things, and even, it's not all the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, but it's those who are responsible for following their own rules. And, of course, it is the head of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, President Obama. If we would issue warrants for those, I think we'd be better off.
It's a criminal enterprise, and there are a lot of people behind it. All good points, Galen. Thank you. Ray on the road. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to know who's financing these people, like that gentleman said. And then I'm wondering why Bill O'Reilly or Hannity isn't on top of this. I haven't heard anything really out of Fox News on this. I think they would be our best bet to get the real story out behind this. So I'm not sure why they're not being involved in this. So
it's amazing. It's amazing to watch how the national media work. It really is. You know, for one, this was largely ignored prior to the election because of a very contentious election, and so they just, you know, there wasn't a lot of coverage of it. And you had a lot of these professionals, you know, in here trying to manipulate the PR to get, you know, the president to do something to get some attention on it. And now there's plenty of attention from the loony left. I mean, even on Saturday Night Live last night. But, you're right. Fox News has been here. William Lajeunesse was here for a few reports, but they do it during the day. They don't really do it any kind of really long-term attention. I know that they did something back when that confrontation happened in October, but they kind of beam in and beam out. And, you know, now I guess, the transition with the Trump team is getting more of the attention, but it is frustrating. This is something we need to worry about. This is something we need to pay attention to. When I say this, I'm talking about media coverage and how it, you know, what is covered and what isn't covered. Really do. Sorry we didn't get to all the calls. Appreciate all the insights and analysis. We're going to, you know, continue to do this all week. Drew Wrigley said I'll be here all, you know, every day this week if I need to be. We'll continue to get answers, no doubt about it. When we come back, we're going to talk about what this week is supposed to be about and should be about. And despite some bad actors rioting south of Bismarck Mandan, we'll make it about it. That's Thanksgiving and gratitude on our You Merry Monday. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery auctions include farm retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. Featuring John Deere and Case IH tractors and combines with low hours, semis, grain trailers, and quality tillage, spraying, and planting equipment. For complete information on these exceptional machinery auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Your mind, Monday edition of the program, Thanksgiving week, University of Mary Monday. Looking forward to our conversation, as we do every month, with Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter, President, Monsignor James Shea, and Vice President of Public Affairs, Jerome Richter. to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and gratitude today on the program. By the way, you know about the University of Mary's traditional degree programs, right? But did you also know they have specialized in education for working adults since 1959? That's right. At the University of Mary, you can combine your passion and experience with a master's or a doctorate program that positions you for a richer, fuller life. Choose from 16 master's programs in business, nursing, healthcare, and healthcare administration, counseling and education, 3 doctoral programs in nursing practice, physical therapy, and education. And because Mary offers one of the most affordable programs in the nation, you earn a degree of distinction without going broke. That's kind of nice. Best of all, courses are taught in a flexible, accelerated format. So you take classes online or at night at one of 4 North Dakota locations. Mary's dedicated faculty are experts in their field, bringing real-world experience into the classroom. They are great. And as a member of a community of learners like you, you'll have plenty of support from start to finish, which is awesome. At Mary, you build on your accomplishments, acquire new knowledge and skills, and learn the timeless values of respect, community, and service that will benefit you and those you serve for a lifetime. That's the University of Mary for life. New classes begin January 9th, February 13th, and March 20th. So you can find out more at umary.edu/master's degree. umary.edu/master's degree. All right, let me squeeze in a couple calls while we're waiting for Monsignor Shea here and Jerome Richter. Phil in Bismarck, go ahead. You're up. And what's on your mind?
Yeah, I got to echo the sentiments of the previous callers, and I can only hope and pray, and I do mean pray, that the incoming Attorney General, Mr. Sessions, will investigate and prosecute this interstate rioting, not just here in North Dakota, but elsewhere in the country under the RICO Act. It's a no-brainer. If you're seeing the same people turn up all over the country at different disturbances, that this is a conspiracy, and then it's crossing state lines. And the only way any of this gets resolved, like the South African situation where they had a truth commission, what's gone on over the last 8 years of lawlessness, it has to be investigated, and prosecutions have to happen if this country's ever going to heal, or if not heal, at least return to the rule of law.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. We have to return to the rule of law before we can even begin to heal.
I believe. I might have dreamt this, but I don't think so. Congressman Kramer has reached out to Jeff Sessions, who is the nominee for Attorney General. Of course, he can't really speak for the Department of Justice until he has that job officially. But to start that dialogue now is important, so that when it does happen, that it goes, we'll ask him. Congressman Kramer will be on actually Wednesday, as he always is, early. I appreciate the call, Phil, though. But your point is a good one, and that's one we ought to wrap our arms around, because this situation has to be managed now, tick-tock, as it happens, right? I mean, this is a fluid situation, ongoing, with a war room, wrong word, operations center, 24-7, keeping tabs on all of it. And you got to deal with this. But when this ends, we need to learn from it and make sure it never happens again.
It has to be fixed. This isn't just a North Dakota problem. It's a Minnesota problem. It's a Baltimore problem. It's a Ferguson problem. Yeah. Missouri problem. And it just has to stop. You can't have a country if you don't have a country.
And look, nobody shouldn't have to repeat this, but we do often. Nobody disagrees that people ought to have a right to protest. That's what makes America great. But you can't do it while throwing rocks at law enforcement as they did last night, or Molotov cocktails or anything else. So, let the rules be known, but you cross the line into lawlessness, into eco-terrorism, you are going to jail, period. And I think it ought to be a felony, too. I'm glad to see this fellow that we're going to chat with later in the week. I have it in my stack of stuff here. It doesn't matter what his name is. He's a state legislator from out of Washington State, has proposed that terrorism be a felony. And we're going to have him on, because I'd love to see North Dakota do the same. Anyway, appreciate the call. We have connected with our next guest for our You Mary Monday, Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. Monsignor Shea, can you hear me? All right, is Jerome not there either? All right, we're having trouble with the connection here. We'll keep working on it. Merlin, we'll go to you in South Dakota while we're waiting. Go ahead, Merlin, you're up.
Well, good morning. As a South Dakota guy, I listen to your station all the time, especially in the morning, pick up Limbaugh in another hour or so. I appreciate your station up there. I appreciate your active news on this. I watch Facebook, and Facebook, of course, is full of fake news and fake articles about all the stuff that's going on. I was recently in Wisconsin. I travel all over the central United States on a basically daily basis. A lady in Wisconsin was asking me how the South Dakota people are dealing with the pipeline trying to run through the reservation land in South Dakota. And I, of course, bring it to her attention. This is North Dakota, and that's not reservation land. And she said, it's not? Then what are they protesting?
I know.
The lack of knowledge on this this subject.
Yeah, there's a top 10 of doozies, and that's one of them. You know, it was planned for North Bismarck, and then, you know, nobody wanted the water threatened there, so they said, to heck with it, go down there. And, yeah, it's never been on tribal land. You're absolutely right. Merlin, thanks for the compliment. We're trying to get as many newsmakers and sources out there as possible and get the information there, and you certainly can't believe what you're seeing on Facebook. That's another issue that needs to be dealt with here, because the eco-terrorists have a pretty good network for social media, and the vast majority of it is lies. It really is. But I appreciate you listening in South Dakota, and thanks for the call today. All right, we're going to try again. We think we have our connection with Monsignor James Shea. Can you hear me, Monsignor?
I'm here. How you doing?
There he is, loud and clear. And Jerome Richter, are you there?
I am here, Scott. Thanks for having us.
All right, beautiful. So we have enough time left in this segment for me to wish both of you happy Thanksgiving and also set up what we're going to talk about today on our You Merry Monday, and something that is most appropriate for a Thanksgiving week, gratitude and Thanksgiving. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm thinking that's something that ought to be front and center in our lives every single day, every moment of every day. But we tend to just focus on it on this particular week. So maybe with our talents today, we can extend that beyond Thanksgiving week. What do you say?
Scott, happy Thanksgiving to you, to your family, and to all your listeners, too. And I do think that this is a beautiful time for us to talk about gratitude. And what you said actually gets to the heart, or to the kernel of, I think, what we'd like to spend our time talking about today. And that's this, that in human life, we have to make a decision. We have to make a decision, and that decision comes to us every day. And that decision has to do with whether we'll choose self-pity, which is what we're oftentimes tempted to, or whether we'll choose gratitude. Because the way that we see our lives, the way that we perceive our lives, is dependent upon that choice.
I love that. That's a great starting point for our conversation. Let's pick it up after this. Don't go away, folks. You Merry Monday on What's on Your Mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Monday of Thanksgiving week, and happens to be You Marry Monday. We do this once a month. And no matter what's swirling around, and by the way, we've got a lot of swirling going on, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we do. We have transition going on the presidential election side of things. We have an enormously difficult situation. Right smack dab in the middle of North Dakota, 103 days now of these protests. And, you know, there always will be noise. There always will be turmoil and trouble and things that can send us down a particular path. But what I love about You Marry Monday is no matter what, we shut that off. We just put that on pause. It'll be another day for it. And we talk about, we'll reset a little bit about different topics and really enjoy these conversations with the president of the University of Mary, Monsignor James Shea, and the Vice President of Public Affairs, Jerome Richter. So before the break, you were talking about this question, this important question, this choice that we get between self-pity or gratitude. Never really thought of that being the choice and that the question, but you're exactly right. And boy, oh boy, depending on your choice can determine so much about who you are and how you present yourself and how you get through whatever world throws at you. Right, Monsignor?
It's absolutely true. You know, Scott, this is what I tell to our students here. In fact, I quote a theologian from Notre Dame, which is a university. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of it, because when you think of prestigious Catholic universities, you're thinking about the University of Mary. But there's another place called Notre Dame, and they have a theologian there who once said that, and when I first heard it, I thought it was too simplistic. He said that the whole world is divided between people who live fundamentally out of gratitude or fundamentally out of resentment. That's how the world is divided. And I thought for sure that it was just too simplistic. But the longer I've lived and the longer I've worked with people, the longer I've had to examine my own life and the choices that I'm making deep, deep within my heart, I've realized that this is the binary. It's the fundamental choice in terms of the foundational attitude of our lives. And, you know, when I think about it, when you gaze out at the world, there are people who are living out of gratitude who haven't been given very much, who really have struggled and suffered in the course of their lives, but they're living out of gratitude. And because gratitude is their fundamental stance toward life, there's a particular contentment that comes with their suffering, that comes with their struggle. And then on the other side, there are people who have been given the whole world, who have been given very much, who if they had to try and really authentically, objectively count their blessings, it would take them an awful long time to do it, but they're very resentful. They're sad about their lives, and they think that they think that they've gotten the short stick somehow. And it's very mysterious how this happens. So I think it comes down to a choice. I say to all of our students that they should take a post-it note and they should write the words, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this, and put it onto their computer monitor. And those words can be interpreted in each of the two different ways. When you're living out of resentment, you say, I don't deserve this. But also when you're living out of gratitude, you're saying, I don't deserve this. And it changes everything. It's a completely new aspect, a completely new way of looking at things. And it's crucial. It's essential, Scott. I got to tell you, we have to choose gratitude. And that's what this week is about. But as you said earlier at the beginning of this segment, that's what our whole lives are about. We have to make a conscious choice every day, all the time, every hour, to choose gratitude, thankfulness, not self-pity, not resentment.
So, Jerome, question for you. First of all, have you heard of Notre Dame?
Once or twice, I think came across
me
the line.
I'm still struggling with that whole thing. I'm back at the beginning there, but we'll come back to that. I'll bet the president of Notre Dame doesn't run around asking students to do what Monsignor has just suggested they do. I'm just a quick commercial here. I am so thrilled that the University of Mary does what it does every day with students, and really hope you have the opportunity to learn more about what they do, how they do it, and what they're planning to do, because it's a special place. It's pretty incredible. And I just, when I hear Monsignor talk about that, I think, man alive, just think of the lives that are transformed and changed as a result of that kind of education that cannot happen, honestly, to a certain extent at the public sector. Or a public university, and doesn't happen at enough, Christian schools in the country. But it's at the core. It's so great. Is it a tough sell? What Monsignor just told. Is it a tough sell to today's students?
That's a great question, Scott. I'm going to give you the very non-committal answer of yes and no. It is a tough sell because so much of our world is growing in the line of resentment. Everything is owed to me rather than everything is a gift to me. And that's what I think I would like to add. And this is where when you have the chance to explain it to students and you have a chance to train yourself in it, is to come to understand that life is a gift. Everything that is presented to you is a gift. Even the hard things, the most difficult of things are still gifts. It's just, are you going to come with it with the attitude, as Monsignor said, of gratitude or resentment? We get this so much in so many different areas of life, but we don't apply it in all cases. The great area of sports, the great area of the arts, we will suffer and we will abuse ourselves to become great in certain areas. But then in a whole other angle of life, whether it comes to family or relationships, we won't suffer one iota and expect it all to be given to us. But if it comes to a sport, football, wrestling, basketball, whatever, we will practice hours and hours and hours and suffer tremendously just to have the gift of sport to be able to play. Well, now we need to see life as a gift. And even when hardships come along, to say, what is in this that is a gift to me that can make me a better and more virtuous person?
And Monsignor, the reason I ask that question is just, kids today, and I know what, we kind of say that a lot, kids today, but I mean, young people by and large are pretty self-centered, right? They are, and what you're suggesting is to break that mold and do it a different way. And, I'm just curious how that message is received. Jerome did a good job of saying, hey, if we have the time to be able to break that down, but it is a tough sell, isn't it?
Well, it could be. Now, I just want to say this before I even answer the question. Just because something is difficult to convince someone of, if it's true, you have to try. In other words, we have a moral obligation along those lines. And that brings me back to 7 years ago when I first became president out here at the University of Mary. It was kind of an amazing thing for me because I was 33 years old. I was completely overwhelmed by the job that I was given to do. I feel like that a lot of days still. But even though I was given this great task to do, even though it really, objectively speaking, was beyond my capabilities, I needed to make that decision every day as well. When I was sitting in my office and I had all this mail to answer and there were all sorts of things going wrong, I needed to decide whether I would give in to self-pity, which sullies the human spirit, or whether I would turn to the Lord and receive love from Him because He had given me this to do. But to answer your question, during those days, in the early days, when I was first president, I was wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, and I wanted to know everything I could about this work. So I would go off to these great, enormous gatherings of college presidents all over the country, and they would bring in the biggest experts in the country. You know, they'd bring in these Madison Avenue executives who would talk to us about how to do marketing, and they would these guys would come in and they would say, this is the most narcissistic, self-centered, self-absorbed generation in the history of the world, and if you want to have any chance of convincing them to come to your school, you have to play to that. You have to pet their egos. You have to make sure that you're flattering them in all of your marketing. And, you know, if you don't do that, you're not going to be able to grow. And I would get so angry about that, not because it was patently false. There was a certain amount of truth to it, not because it was patently false, but because it didn't speak to the best and to the deepest parts of the hearts of these young people. And that was really frustrating for me. And so I came back and I'd drive down I-94 and I'd look at all the advertisements from different schools. And some of them, you know, I remember there was a campaign a long time ago and it was university and it had Y-O-U out in front, university. And so I came to back to campus from those meetings and I said, we're going to do an ad campaign. It's not about me. Do you remember that? We did that a few years ago. It's not about me. And we want to push back against this tide. And you know what? That appeals to the deepest and the most true parts of the hearts of these young people. And they want to be like that. Even if on a superficial level they might not want to, on a superficial level, even if all of us are selfish, on a deeper level, we want to be great. We don't want to be small. Aesthetically speaking, in terms of the beauty of virtue, we want to be great. And that's what we can invite our young people into. And so maybe it's a hard sell the first time around. That doesn't matter to us. We have an obligation. We have a duty to express to our students the truth about the world that they live in, the gift of their lives, and how best to live those lives.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a hard sell because what you're suggesting is that you know, freedom's a better way. Think of the freedom from the past and the self-pity and all, as you say, the sullying of the human spirit, right? Because, you know, so much of resentment and self-pity has to do with the past. It's something that happened. You know, I got a bum deal. I should, you know, right? I mean, and then it ends up consuming you.
Well, you're awfully good at this, Scott, because what you're doing is you're taking a word, freedom, which is sort of a watchword. It's a catchphrase of our time, freedom, liberty, and you're giving it its proper meaning, which is not freedom is my chance to do whatever I want to do. That's not what real freedom is. Freedom is the capacity, the ability to do that which is true and beautiful and good. And we only come to freedom. We only win through to the prize of freedom if, as Jerome was saying earlier, we enter into a life of discipline in which our lives become a contest in which we're struggling so that the best parts of us are redeemed and brought forward and shine and begin to be filled with radiance, and those other parts of us begin to diminish and lose their grip upon our heart and our soul. And that's what true freedom is, and that's the opportunity that we're given every day by choosing gratitude and by looking to God, really, for help, for the transformation of our hearts and minds. This is the opportunity that we're given to grow in true freedom, to become truly liberated.
Short break. When we come back, we'll finish our conversation on a You Marry Monday edition of What's On Your Mind with Monsignor James Shank, President of the University of Mary, Jerome Richter, the Vice President of Public Affairs there. Any questions or comments, any contributions you want to add to this, shoot us an email to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or don't forget 24/7 you can call us at 855-200-1776 extension 1 to leave a message anytime, day and or night. More after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. a handshake accompanied by a warm hello, full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskhøstest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørn Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Week from tomorrow, we have 75 folks from all around the region headed to New York City. Really looking forward to that. And we have some most able guest hosts that will be here. I think we have Ron Ness next Tuesday, right? And Al Carlson on Wednesday, and I can't remember from there on. But we've got a most able group of folks that are going to be here in my place, and looking forward to that as well. All right, last chance to visit about a very interesting and thoughtful topic today, as always, with our friends from the University of Mary, Monsignor James Shea, the president of the University of Mary, and Jerome Richter, the vice president of public affairs, with us today on the program. We have spent the last little while talking about something that to me is something not only students, but all of us ought to think about how we spend our lives, deciding between self-pity and gratitude, that question you framed at the very beginning of this. A great premise. And what I'm curious about is how you take the platform of college education and then enthuse that in your students, Monsignor.
For a long time, and this is way before me. I mean, I'm talking about the sisters who founded us. I'm talking about Sister Thomas Welder, my predecessor. We've always woven what we call the Benedictine values through our education here. And so we're always trying to get our students to be thinking along the lines of the kind of values that the three of us have been talking about on the air this morning. And so we talk about the Benedictine values. We talk about what their education is for. We tell them that their life is not about you. And then what's interesting, and I think about this, especially, Scott, during this week of Thanksgiving, because a lot of us come together and have for many years with our families. Thanksgiving is a time in which families come together over a common table. And it's a beautiful, beautiful reminder that when God is good to us, he's not good to us primarily in an individual way. He's good to us as a people. In other words, the gifts that God bestows aren't just for us. They're not just, and I tell our students, there are people who need your talents more than you need them. It's important for them to remember that. There are people who need your talents, your gifts, more than you need them. And so in that way, we try and emphasize that our gifts come to us, our blessings come to us for the common good, for a good that we share, for the building up of the full community. And so too, when a family sits down and is able to share the abundance of the harvest, the bounty of a table, all together, that's a sign that gratitude is meant to bring us closer to each other. You know what comes with self-pity? You know what comes with resentment? Profound loneliness. In our lives, when we begin to live like that, we push others away, and sometimes we don't even need to push them away because nobody wants to be with a person who takes that fundamental stance toward life. But gratitude, it's a whole different thing. It's like the warmth of the fire which draws you to it. And so that gratitude is what builds community. And when communities live out of gratitude, when our student body, for instance, lives fundamentally out of gratitude, when our faculty lives fundamentally out of gratitude, when our families, when our communities all across North Dakota and all across this listening area, when we live out of gratitude altogether, that's when things really begin to happen.
Anything you want to add to that, Jerome?
Very briefly, Scott, I would add, how do we do this? Well, first, as Monsignor said, you set an incredible example. You put the people of gratitude around these young people. But then you give them opportunities. And this is where Sister Thomas was such a master of servant leadership, that a life is meant to be given away. And a happy life is a life given away in service to others, in love of another. And we know that both in family, we know that in community, and so forth. And so we give our students a number of opportunities, many opportunities, to serve others, to see what it means to give your life away, especially with the gifts that God has given you. So I'm thinking of our nurses, I'm thinking of our physical therapy, occupational therapy, DNP, et cetera, et cetera. They do wonderful things of going out and seeing how their talents can be used for the common good in the world. And that then gives them a starting point to say, aha, I do believe what it is that the University of Mary, the Christian faith, and so many good people have been saying to me over the length of my lifetime.
One of my favorite sayings is St. Gianna, and she had a saying that her secret to happiness was to live life moment to moment. And hard to do. But, boy, when you do, you really get to that place that you're talking about. Monsignor, as you said earlier, I don't deserve this, right? I don't deserve this. You're constantly in that spot of gratitude rather than, oh, I wish, what happened, why didn't, you know what I mean? And then you
right.
get that, you get the, you lose the loneliness, you lose the, you know. And I would argue if we had some of your health professionals from the school on, they'd tell us everybody to live a healthier life too, living this way, right? I mean, there's real health benefits to live that way rather than in resentment and self-pity. There's nothing good that comes out of that, high blood pressure and everything else.
It helps us to live our joys humbly. And it helps us to embrace and to accept our sufferings gracefully as well. Otherwise, we waste it. Otherwise, if we live in a different way with a different perspective, if we're living out of self-pity or if we're living out of resentment, what happens is we waste our joys. We waste the opportunity to really be grateful and joyful, but we also waste our suffering. And this is a great tragedy because suffering isn't meaningless. Suffering is allowed in our lives such that our hearts are formed and shaped according to great values and noble ends. So we have to remember that.
No, absolutely. Great books have written about that and the example Pope John Paul showed us all, for sure. Fascinating. Gentlemen, thank you so much as always. Another great You Merry Monday with Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter. Have a great Thanksgiving, fellas. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016, free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.